So back to Corbin Burns, how does that happen? I don't understand how that happens. I mean, I can't think of an equivalent in football where the guy's absolutely terrible and now he's the best thing since sliced bread.
I mean, there have been...
I think it's different with pitching, though, isn't it, guys?
Yeah,
I mean,
100% different with pitching.
I mean, the issue is you sometimes you got it, and then sometimes you lose it. And I think there's a lot of the mental aspect, and I don't know exactly what all has led to Corbin Burns' resurrection in the league, but I know for a lot of these guys, it ends up being between the ears.
But for him, it was partially the transition, right? Because he came up, he had so much success as a relief pitcher. You know, where you can just empty everything you got into one inning, maybe two innings if they ask you for it. And then him making the transition and not being able to go all out all the time because you have to pace yourself over the course of that five, six, seven innings that you end up starting. Like that transition and still having your breaking ball be sharp, still having, I mean, and now he's throwing a cutter that is just unhittable, but he didn't have that cutter. You know, that's something that he's kind of learned and picked up. But being able to make that transition, that can be a tougher transition for a lot of guys going from bullpen to starter after being a starter. Like it was just, there were a lot of moving parts in the Corbin Burns story.
Is there a quarterback like this? That wasn't
Kurt Warner.
You know, very good.
Because Kurt Warner went from nobody to somebody.
Kurt Warner got a shot though,
and then he disappeared. Right? But he disappeared after you know, like that. There was that time where he was the quarterback for the Giants briefly before he ended up in Arizona and had like that second career with the Cardinals, where they ended up going to a Super Bowl. Like Kurt Warner kind of disappeared for a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
There are a lot of stories, too, about guys who deal with injuries, obviously. You know, we talked about Alex Smith yesterday on the show, and so that's an example of a guy who had an injury that was able to come back from the injury. Ben Hogan, right, Gabe, in golf space, is
hit
a guy who famously had horrible, horrible injuries but was able to come back and win, I think it was several majors after the injury. But I don't know of anybody like where you said, Gabe, it's the transition. It's a little bit of the mental aspect of it. He wasn't injured. Corbin Burns was never injured, and now he made this like incredible recovery. It was more of just like figuring out how to continue to exist in a sport where guys had kind of figured you out.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple right now. Daniel Bard, who is a reliever, used to be a reliever for the Red Sox, was out of baseball, like fell out of affiliated baseball.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, if he was pitching, he was in independent leagues. He wasn't pitching in someone's minor league system. He is now back in the majors. He's pitching out of the bullpen for the Rockies, but he was out of base. You know, he was out of the majors for 7 years before making his comeback. Rick Ankiel, who was an incredible pitcher, suddenly couldn't throw a curveball. He transitioned, like, it got so bad for him, he transitioned to being an outfielder and had a good second career as an outfielder. But to kind of fall as far as Corbin has, I can't come up with a comparison. To fall as far as he did and come back and be this dominant is unbelievable.
Yeah, but are you guys like me? Because I'm sitting around here watching, and he's been unbelievable. But I'm kind of waiting for the wheels to fall off. Like,
yeah,
it's
true.
Like I'm
that
not believing
reaction.
It yet.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that was my reaction, and I don't know if it's just because you have a little bit of PTSD as a fan, but I definitely was like, please let him keep going, please, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want him to deal with an injury, I don't want him to have another fall-off, I want him to be that success story that sees it all the way through and ultimately does win the Cy Young at the end of the year. Like, what an incredible story that would be. I don't want him to kind of be brought back down to earth, as we do see with so many of these guys who start out white hot at the beginning of the season.
But he is, I mean... To me, he's kind of proved it a little bit last year. Now, are his next four starts going to be this good, where he has 40 strikeouts and zero walks? No, there's going to be a little bit of a fall off, clearly, because he's just not going to be able to keep up striking literally everybody out and walking nobody. But like, I think he's established himself when you combine what he did last year and what he's done this year through his first four starts. I think you can... I mean, he's not just going to, I think, fall off the face of the earth. He's here to stay. Like, he has established himself as one of the better pitchers, not even in the National League, but in all of Major League Baseball.
All right, I'm going to transition it to football, because that's what I do. But that's when we talk, because I know we're going to talk Packers later in the show. That's kind of how I feel about Aaron. I'm like, Aaron is not going to have the year he had last year. It just doesn't happen. I mean, how often does a guy follow up MVP seasons with another one? It doesn't. It's happened, but it doesn't happen very often.
I think of one famous example.
Who? Two Live?
Yeah, your guy. You won three in a row.
Well, I said it happens. It just doesn't happen a lot, you know? But when you have a season like Aaron had last year, that was unbelievable, and obviously – there's not 162 games in football, so I'm kind of equating this to Corbin Burns. I'm like, like you said, he's got to come back down to reality.
He's going
it's
to
just
come.
How far does he come back?
I don't think Aaron's going to fall down that far. I don't think Burns is going to fall down that far. I don't. If you're expecting either one of those guys to just suddenly become mortal, is Aaron going to throw an interception or two more next year? Probably. Is he going to throw 48 touchdowns? Probably not. But I still think he's going to be incredibly, incredibly good, and he's going to be the driving factor to how far the 2021 Packers go. And I think Corbin Burns is going to walk somebody eventually, but he's going to give up some runs eventually. He's going to have a bad start. Everybody does. But at the same time, he's going to fall down a little bit, but he's still going to be pitching among the elites in Major League Baseball.
If you want to weigh in on this conversation or any other conversation on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, the number, of course, is 800-990-3776. We've got John in Germantown on the line. And, John, you're going to talk about Chew's guy, Two Live Crew.
Oh, my God. I mean, come on. Where are you? 93, 94? Favre was awful. Everyone in this damn state wanted Ty Detmer or Mark Brunell to be starting for Green Bay because he kept throwing interceptions. But I think he led the league. He was awful. In 93 and 94, he was great in 92 as his first year as a starter. 93, awful. 94, awful. 95, won the MVP. It's just like Burns, great in 2018. 2019, terrible. 2020, shortened season, had a pretty good year. Am I saying Burns is a Hall of Famer by any means? No, but, I mean, dude, I know it was a long time ago, almost 30 years ago, and he's your guy. There was people calling for Ty.
He was terrible. Oh, I know.
In 93, yeah. I'm not going to go as far to say. I mean, 1994, he was pretty damn good.
That was the San Fran year?
Where we no, 94, you guys lost. 95 was the San Fran year. The year before, where okay. He dove into the end zone, even though he wasn't supposed to run the ball at County Stadium.
Oh, okay. You got to remember, they're adding players as they go, and adding players makes the quarterback position a little easier to play.
Well, Reggie,
we didn't have a lot of talent in 92 and 93.
Reggie White also said part of the reason he wanted to come to Green Bay was because Brett Favre was a young, exciting player.
Yeah. No.
It's funny, guys, because there are lists online that you can find of the biggest comeback stories, resurrection stories in all of sports. And a lot of them are either injury-related or circumstance-related. You know, Monica Seles is on the list. Well, Monica Seles was stabbed. You know,
yeah.
Michael Vick is on the list. Well, Michael Vick went to jail. You know what I mean? Like, some of these things don't really fit in with the Corbin Burns resurrection story.